you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. I have two questions. First, about the Florida bill that just passed, restricting the speaking about of homosexuality and gender identity up to third grade. And then I have a question about surveillance matters that have been in the news. Regarding the Florida bill, in 1994, when many of us in this room were in school, President Biden actually voted for a much broader restriction that banned federal funds from being used for, quote, the promotion of homosexuality as a positive lifestyle alternative. Why did he do that, and can you describe how his thinking has evolved over the years?
Well, I think that you have seen the president speak passionately about his view that a bill like this, a bill that would discriminate against families, against kids, put these kids in a position of not getting the support they need at a time where that's exactly what they need, is discriminatory. It's a form of bullying. It is horrific. I mean, the president has spoken to that. In terms of his views and comments from 25 years ago, I think the most important question now is, why are Florida leaders deciding they need to discriminate against kids who are members of the LGBTQI community? What prompts them to do that? Is it meanness? Is it wanting to make kids have more difficult times in school, in their communities? I would pose that question to them, and we can talk about it more tomorrow if you get an answer.
Was there a reason you supported the same policy, though, in the 90s when we were all in school?
I think what's important to note here is how outspoken the president has been against discrimination, against kids, against members of the LGBTQI plus community. And what we're looking at here is a bill that would propagate misinformed, hateful policies and impact children. So that's the question. I hope maybe you can pose that to some of the leaders in Florida. Maybe they'll return your phone calls, and I'll look forward to having that conversation with you. On this, on this, on